Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and here Maseches Nazir Daf Tezvav, the second parak Harini Nazir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission teaches that one who said Harini Nazir Kshieli Ben Benazir Me Ayom, I'm a Nazir when I have a son and a Nazir for 100 days. Notul Ben Adshivim Wahib Sidkum. If a son is born up until the 70th day, he has lost nothing. Meaning both terms are counted simultaneously. Since the son's term would not end later than his own, his term is not suspended. But if he was born after the 70th day, he forfeits, meaning he must suspend his term to count his son's, since the son's term would end later than his. Rav says, Yom Shivim Olokan Olokan. The 70th day counts for both his and his son's terms. The start of the day counts for his term, and when a son is born that day, the latter part of the day counts for his son's term. Because it's deemed the equivalent of a full day, it also can be counted as an additional day of his own term. Thus, instead of bringing the karbanos on the 101st day as usual, you bring them on the 100th day, saving a full day. However, the Gemara proves that our Mishnah does not agree with Rav, and we'll seek another Tana who does. Point number two, the Gemara suggests that Rav follows the opinion of Abba Shaul, for it was taught in a braisa, one who buries a relative 3 days before Yantiv, his Shiva ends at the onset of Yantiv. If the burial is 8 days before Yantiv, the Tana Kama says the Shoshim ends and he cut his hair on the Erev Yantiv. If he did not, he may not cut it after Yantiv. He holds that the permit was a special dispensation for the honor of Yantiv, and if he did not utilize it, the Shoshim continues after Yantiv. Abba Shaul disagrees on 2 points. Afilo Sipur Kodim Aregel Mutter Saper Acher Aregel. Even if he did not cut his hair before Yantiv, he can cut it after. Shekashem Shemitzah Shoshim Evatelz Gezer Shiva, for just as keeping 3 days ends the law of 7 days, Kach Mitzvah Shiva Mivatelz Gezer Shloshim. So too, keeping 7 days ends the law of Shloshim. Thus, in addition to holding that Shloshim ends even if he did not cut his hair, he also only requires 7 days of mourning to cancel Shloshim. It seems that he holds that the 7th day also counts as the first post-Shiva day beginning Shloshim. The Gemara rejects this, saying he may only hold this with mourning, which is a Derabban, and not with Naziris, which is a Deraisa. And pointing with the Gemara instead says that Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who said, Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, a woman who is watching for a clean day against a day in which she became tummy through a discharge of blood during Ziva days, Sheshechatu V'zorko Le'Besheni Shela, that they shechted and sprinkled the blood of a Karban Pesach for her on her 2nd day, meaning the potential clean day, and then she saw another blood discharge, harizo in ocheles, she cannot eat the Pesach, being tame, upatur melasos Pesach sheni, yet is exempt from making a Pesach sheni. It seems that Rav Yossi considers her tummy only going forward, and the partial day that was clean counts as a full clean day, otherwise she would be retroactively tummy for the entire day, and the Pesach brought for would be invalid. Thus Rabbi Yossi holds, mixes a Yom Kukua, a partial day is like a whole day, and Rav follows his opinion. The Gemara challenges this explanation of Rabbi Yossi, but it stands. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah teaches that one who said, Harini Nazir Kusheli Ben, but Nazir Me'e Yom, I'm a Nazir, when I have a son and a Nazir for 100 days, Nodul Ben, Adshivim Lohib Sikum. If a son is born up until the 70th day, he has lost nothing, meaning both terms are counted simultaneously. Since the son's term would not end later than his own, his term is not suspended. But if he was born after the 70th day, he forfeits, meaning he must suspend his term to count his son's, since the son's term would end later than his. Rav says, Yom Shivim Olokan Olokan. The 70th day counts for both his and his son's terms. The start of the day counts for his term, and when a son is born that day, the latter part of the day counts for his son's term. Because it's deemed the equivalent of a full day, it also can be counted as an additional day of his own term. Thus, instead of bringing the karbanos on the 101st day as usual, you bring them on the 100th day, saving a full day. However, the Gemara proves that our Mishnah does not agree with Rav, and we'll seek another Tana who does. Point number two, the Gemara suggests that Rav follows the opinion of Abba Shaul, for it was taught in a braisa, one who buries a relative 3 days before Yantiv, his Shiva ends at the onset of Yantiv. If the burial is 8 days before Yantiv, the Tana Kama says the Shoshim ends and he may cut his hair on the Erev Yantiv. If he did not, he may not cut it after Yantiv. He holds that the permit was a special dispensation for the honor of Yantiv, and if he did not utilize it, the Shoshim continues after Yantiv. Abba Shaul disagrees on 2 points. Afilo Sipur Kodim Aregel Mutter Saper Acher Aregel. Even if he did not cut his hair before Yantiv, he can cut it after. Shekashem Shemitzah Shoshim Evatelz Gezer Shiva, for just as keeping 3 days ends the law of 7 days, Kach Mitzvah Shiva Mivatelz Gezer Shloshim. So too, keeping 7 days ends the law of Shloshim. Thus, in addition to holding that Shloshim ends even if he did not cut his hair, he also only requires 7 days of mourning to cancel Shloshim. It seems that he holds that the 7th day also counts as the first post-Shiva day beginning Shloshim. The Gemara rejects this, saying he may only hold this with mourning, which is a derabban, and not with nazirus, which is a deraisa. And pointing with the Gemara instead says that Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who said, Shomer's yom keneged yom, a woman who is watching for a clean day against a day in which she became tummy through a discharge of blood during Ziva days, sheshechatu v'zarko lebe sheni shela, that they shechted and sprinkled the blood of a carbon pesach for her on her second day, meaning the potential clean day, and then she saw another blood discharge, harizo in ocheles, she cannot eat the pesach, being tame, upatur melasos pesach sheni, yet is exempt from making a pesach sheni. It seems that Rav Yossi considers her tummy only going forward, and the partial day that was clean counts as a full clean day, otherwise she would be retroactively tummy for the entire day, and the pesach brought for would be invalid. Thus Rabbi Yossi holds, mixes a yom kukula, a partial day is like a whole day, and Rav follows his opinion. The Gemara challenges this explanation of Rabbi Yossi, but it stands. All right, so now we get our siman daf tezvav, and our standard siman is a fruit bowl, because tezvav reminds us of Tu B'Shvat reminds us of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make the siman a little more distinct. So here goes. The fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval, who didn't cut his hair before Yantav and must let it grow through the Shloshim, and sent another one to the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, who saw blood again and couldn't eat the Pesach, but was exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Once again, in slow motion. The fruit bowl maker, that must mean one daf tezvav, fruit bowl. The fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that one who said, I'm a Nazir when I have a son and a Nazir for 100 days. If a son is born up until the 70th day, he has lost nothing, meaning both terms are counted simultaneously. But if he was born after the 70th day, he forfeits, meaning he must suspend his term to count his son's, since his son's term would end later than his. Rav says, Yom Shivim Olo Lakan Lakan. The 70th day counts for both his and his son's terms. The start of the day counts for his term, and when his son is born that day, the latter part of that day counts for his son's term. So the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval, who didn't cut his hair before Yantav and must let it grow through the Shloshim. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, if a burial is 8 days before Yantav, the Tanna Kamma says the Shloshim ends, and the Aval may cut his hair on Erev Yantav, but if he did not, he may not cut it after Yantav. He holds that the permit was a special dispensation for the honor of Yantav, and if he didn't utilize it, the Shloshim continues after Yantav. Avashol disagrees, even if he didn't cut his hair before Yantav, he can cut it after. Just as keeping 3 days ends the law of Shiva, so too keeping 7 days ends the law of Shloshim. So the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris, for his Naziris had marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval who didn't cut his hair before Yantav and must let it grow through the Shloshim, and sent another one to the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, who saw blood again and couldn't eat the Pesach, but was exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Which reminds us that if a Karm Pesach was shechted and the blood sprinkled for Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom on her second day, which is the potential clean day, and then she saw another blood discharge, she cannot eat the Pesach being Tameh, yet she's exempt from making a Pesach Sheni. So once again, the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval who didn't cut his hair before Yantav and must let it grow through the Shloshim, and sent another one to the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, who saw blood again and couldn't eat the Pesach, but was exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bah Chazara. Daf Yudolf, so the Simran Daf Yudolf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars, 11 hairy stars, that must mean we're on Daf Yudolf, stars. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a Nazir from it, which reminds us that if a cup was offered to a drunk and he declared Nazirus from it, his intent is assumed to be merely a Nedir from that cup. The Gemara asks why he did not say so and explains that he thinks that if he'll make a Nedir from that cup, they'll apply him with others, so instead he declares Nazirus to stop them completely, although he only means a Nedir. So the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I am a Nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a Nazir on condition I drink wine, which reminds us. The next mission teaches, if one said, Harini Nazar al Menashe has Shosi Yain, Matamula Mesim, I'm a Nazar on condition that I may drink wine, or that I may become tummy from the dead, he is a Nazar and forbidden in all of them, and his condition is ineffective. If he said, I know that there's Naziris, but I didn't know that a Nazir is forbidden in wine, he is forbidden in wine as an ordinary Nazir. But Rav Shimon permits him in wine and does not consider him a Nazir, because he holds in Daf Gemara Amud Beis that all prohibitions must be accepted to affect Naziris. So the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a Nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a Nazir on condition I drink wine, got excited when he heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a Nazir, and he responded, and I, and upon me to shave a Nazir. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Hareini Nazir, ba'alai ulegaleach Nazir, I'm a Nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a Nazir, meaning to provide his kabbans, which enable him to shave at the end of his term, and his friend heard and said, and I, and upon me to shave a Nazir, imayu pichi megalchin ze'azeh. If they are smart, they shave each other, meaning they provide each other's kabbanas, v'imlav magalkin nazirim achirim, and if not, they shave other nazirim. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, 12 hairy brothers, that must be on Daf Yud Beis, 12 brothers. The eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women, because he sent a shaliach to be Mekadosh a woman, without specifying anyone, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer l'shuchu tzei Mekadosh l'isha stam. If one says to a shaliach, go and be Mekadosh a woman for me, without specifying anyone, asu b'kol nashim shebaolam, he's forbidden to all the women in the world as possible relatives of his unidentified wife, because we say, chazak a shaliach osu shlichuso. It's presumed that a shaliach performs his shlichus, and anyone may be his wife. So, the eldest of their 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women, because he sent the shliach to be mekadosh a woman without specifying anyone, made a big engagement party when he finally got engaged to the woman who had no relatives, except for a divorced sister who was married at the time. He appointed the shliach, which reminds us, Rabbi teaches Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a woman with no living relatives is permitted to the man in the above case because she cannot have become forbidden to him through whichever woman he married. He adds that this is so even if she has a sister who was married when he appointed the shliach and was subsequently divorced and eligible for marriage. The Gemara explains Rav's reasoning, a person can only appoint a shliach for that which he himself can do presently, but for that which he cannot himself do presently, he cannot appoint a shliach, even if he becomes able after the appointment. So the eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women, because he sent a shliach to be Mekadosh a woman without specifying anyone, made a big engagement party when he finally got engaged to the woman who had no relatives, except for a divorced sister who was married at the time he appointed the shliach, and got annoyed with his two youngest hairy brothers, who made a mess of the party playing, it's upon me to shave half a nazir. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hari alay al goyach chatzi nazir. If one said, it's upon me to shave half a nazir, Rabbi Meir says, Zema goyach nazir shalom, Zema goyach nazir shalom. This one must shave a complete nazir, and this one must shave a complete nazir. The Chachamim say, Zema goyach chatzi nazir, Zema goyach chatzi nazir. This one shaves half a nazir, and this one shaves half a nazir. Rabbi Meir holds the first segment obligates him in fully providing a nazir's kabbanis, and the second segment cannot undo that based on his position elsewhere. The Tafas Lashon Rishon give prime to the first phrase. The Chum, you say, the second phrase clarifies the meaning of the first. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The hairy bar mitzvah boy, that must be more Daf Yud Gimel. The hairy bar mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, not knowing the child would die within the first month. Which reminds us, the next mission discusses cases of one who declares to be a Nazir when he has a child. It then states, Hipila Ishto, if his wife lost the child, meaning it died within a month and its viability at birth is unknown, the Tanna Kamma says he is not a Nazir. The Gemara explains that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a person would not enter himself into a doubtful Nazirus. Rabbi Shimon offers a solution to this doubtful Nazir, in terms of what he can say, to ensure that he's a definite Nazir regardless of the status of the child. So, the hairy bar mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, not knowing the child would die within the first month, and his father had said, and upon me as well, which reminds us, Ben Rochumi asked the Bai, if one said, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and his friend heard and said, and upon me as well, what is the halacha, a diburi mashma, a gufi mashma? Does his declaration refer to the words of the first, meaning that he'll also be a Nazir when the first has a son, or refer to himself that he also accepts to be a Nazir when he himself has a son? The question is left unresolved. So the hairy bar mitzvah boy shared the moving story about how his father heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, not knowing the child would die within the first month, and his father had said, and upon me as well, and then thanked his father for interrupting his own Naziris when he was born. Which reminds us, if he said, Harini Nazir Ksheli Ben, but Nazir, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and again a Nazir, and he began his term and then had a son, Maniach Eshalo Umon Eshal Beno. He leaves his term and counts his son's term, since it was declared first, and afterwards completes his own term. Daf Yadalit. So the Zimmer Daf Yadalit is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The hairy juggler. Juggler? That must mean we're on Daf Yadalit. Yud. Hand. The hairy juggler who said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, which reminds us, Rava asked, if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and 100-day Nazir from now, what is the halacha? Do we say that he does not want his 100-day Naziris interrupted by a short-term Naziris and it does not begin until after his 30-day term is complete? Or do we say that since, even if it will be interrupted, there will still remain 80 days to his first Naziris, longer than a full 30-day growth, he does not mind its interruption and it begins immediately? So, the hairy juggler who said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his Naziris because he became Tameh, while his Naziris was interrupted by his Tzaraas, which reminds us, a Nazir becomes a Metzor does not forfeit any prior days, but cannot count days towards his Naziris until he's purified. Nitma b'mei Tzaraas, so if he became Tameh during his days of Tzaraas, Rav Yochanan says he forfeits the days counted before Tzaraas, and Rish Lakish says he does not. So, the hairy juggler said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his Naziris because he became Tameh while his Naziris was interrupted by his Tzaraas, was glad to learn that he would not be required to start again if he became Tameh on a day of hair growth. Which reminds us, the Gemara states, Nitma b'yom gidol seir, if he became Tameh on a day of hair growth, Rav says he does not forfeit his completed Naziris, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, he was within the term of an actual Naziris, but here, gidol seir mishal Nazirisu, the extra time for hair growth, is merely a supplement to the Naziris. Shmuel says he does forfeit his Naziris, even according to Rish Lakish's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, there were two separate Naziris terms, according to Rish Lakish's view, whereas here it's one term of Naziris, so any tumah causes forfeiture of the entire term. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we look at? Whether an avu who did not cut his hair after Shiva before Yantav may cut it after Yantav? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn that one who says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and again a Nazir, and then he began his term and then had a son, he leaves his term and counts his son's term since it was declared first? That's on Daf Yod Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf did Malchus Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish if a Nazir became Tameh during his days of Tzaraas, if he forfeits the days counted before Tzaraas? That's on Daf Yadad. Good. Number 4. Which daf we have a case where a cow won't get up and a person says that it's as if it's saying, I'm a Nazir if I stand up? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 5, which daf do we machlokes if two people each say it's upon me to shave half a Nazir, whether they each have to shave a complete Nazir? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 6, which daf do we discuss what the halacha is if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and a 100-day Nazir from now? That's on Daf Yadalad. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do when the Rav says that the 70th day counts for both a Nazir's 100-day term and for the term marking the birth of a son? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do when that if one said, I'm a Nazir on condition that I may drink wine or that I may become tummy from the dead, he is a Nazir and forbidden in all of them and his condition isn't effective? That's on Daf Yadalad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss a Shemer's Yom Keneged Yom who had a discharge after a Pesach was brought? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we learn that a man who told his Shliach to go be Mekadesh a woman for him would be permitted to a woman with no relatives and would also be permitted to a woman if she had a sister who was married at the time of his appointing a Shliach? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.